Henry David Thoreau said, "If you advance confidently in the direction of your dreams and endeavor to live the life which you have imagined, you will meet with a success unexpected in common hours." I've always loved this quote and believe it with all my heart. I'm going to help you to do just that with this guided meditation CD. I saw a funny cartoon the other day. Two heroes who looked a lot like Superman, you know, with capes and gelled hair, were flying over a major city together. They seemed to be engaged in thoughtful conversation. One said to the other, "Yeah, but what I really want to do is write children's books." I couldn't help but laugh. Many of us think of heroes as people with amazing powers who can dodge bullets and lift buses into the air. But true heroes are often people like you and me who honor the small voice inside that urges us to do something different with our lives, to set out on fresh paths we define for ourselves, regardless of the odds. You know, years ago when I taught psychology at Santa Clara University, students lined up outside my office to ask me what they should major in or where they should go to graduate school. My advice was always simple. I told them to follow their hearts. Well, one afternoon as I watched yet another relieved face disappear out my door, I realized I wasn't following my own heart. I felt deeply empty despite all my success. What did I really want to do when I grew up? I wanted to sing in a rock and roll band. You should have heard the voice screaming ridiculous inside my head. It sounded just like my mother. For one, it would mean I had wasted 4 years at Princeton getting my PhD. For another, I was too old. How could I change now? Wasn't it too late? But I kept thinking about how happy my students were whenever I gave them permission to be their true selves. A year later, I left that solid teaching position to follow my dream to be a rock and roll star. I'd only written a handful of songs at the time, but I knew if I didn't do it then, I never would. Well, my songs have been on the charts, and I've taught self-actualization and creativity workshops for the last 10 years and helped thousands of others to realize their dreams too. What's the secret? Trusting your heart. Imagine being on a boat, resting on a shore that you know very well. Somewhere out there on another shore is the life you really want. Your heart tells you so. Well, it's scary to just take off for a dream. Believe me, I know. Once you set sail from the life you know, the journey is risky because you can't see the next shore. But it is precisely because you are navigating uncharted waters that you are able to discover talents and passions you didn't even know you had along the way to help you get where you want to go. My deepest belief is that if you direct your sail towards what makes your heart sing, not only will you reach the other side, but you will thrive. It may take some time, and there may be some setbacks, but if you just keep going and visualizing what you want, you'll get there. And this guided meditation CD will help you to do it. So, let me ask you a question. If you could snap your fingers and have anything you want, what would it be? Forget about what everyone tells you you ought to do, or what you think you should do, or your many responsibilities. That's just going to drag your heart down. Take a break from that for a moment. Pretend I'm waving a magic wand over you right now. Tell me, what kind of life would fill you with joy and passion? What would make you really happy? What's that secret fantasy you've kept buried? Or that pet project you used to be so interested in? Or that dream you used to have when you were a child? Or that crazy thought that pops into your mind every once in a while? You know, the one that you keep pushing back under? What future can you envision for yourself that would just make your heart sing? Someone asked me this question years ago during a guided meditation when I was still a professor. I was surprised by the image that popped into my mind. I saw myself on a big stage, wearing all black with my hair all teased up, playing a black electric guitar. My God, I always wore tweed jackets. Who was this woman? It was me. It didn't jive, and yet it really did. it had an energy to it, and I couldn't get it out of my mind after that. I'd forgotten how much I used to love singing as a child. Something about being in a guided, relaxed state really helps us to connect to our true selves. Now, your vision of the future may not be such a leap. Maybe you just need to make a slight change, or maybe a big change is what you need. Give yourself a moment to think about it right now. What life would really make you crazy with happiness? You are not ruled by who you've been or what you've done. You are here now and have the freedom, the choice to become the person you want to be. So who is that? I have to say, I'm surprised by the number of people in my workshops who have never made a wish list or tried visualizing their future before. As much as they want to improve their lives, they don't seem to let themselves think all that much about what they truly want. Wish lists work. That's the funny thing about them. The most difficult part of my job has been getting people to try them in the first place. Sometimes I wonder if it has anything to do with the stories we've all heard about genies and fairy godmothers granting wishes. Have you ever noticed how these tales tend to end in twisted and funky ways? For example, I saw another funny cartoon the other day in which an old woman was given three wishes. First, she asked to have her tiny, dumpy bed turned into a four-poster king-size bed. Poof, there it was. Then she asked to be turned into a beautiful, sexually desirable woman. Instantly, her withered body was transformed into that of a supermodel's. Finally, she asked for her cat to be turned into a handsome young man. Where her cat had once been napping, a muscular Adonis now appeared. However, in the last frame of the cartoon, the woman's face showed great disappointment as the sexy hunk of a man said to her, "I bet you're glad you had me castrated now." Who wants to risk making a wish when the outcome is likely to be an unhappy one? Well, rest assured, wish lists turn out much better than the typical genie story would have you believe. And we can ask for more than just three wishes to come true. If the first few don't pan out, we always get more chances. I have to admit, though, there is a definite trickster energy to it. Just like in that old Rolling Stones song, "You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find you get what you need." Wish lists don't always give you what you want, but they often give you just what you need. The true trick to making wish lists is asking for what you want, but also being able to let go of the outcome, just in case something better comes along. The idea behind creating a wish list is to ask for the things we really long for. These desires can range from the physical, like a new car or good health, to the psychological, like high self-esteem, to the spiritual, like inner peace, to, well, pretty much anything we can think of. Whenever my workshop participants tell me they have no idea what they want, I urge them to jot down one or two ideas just for fun anyway. Once they start moving their pens, they are startled to realize that they really do know what they want. The ideas may come in fits and starts, but they always come. Just remember that making a wish list is a thought experiment. It's about going for what you really want in your mind and putting all the reasons you think you can't have it aside. It doesn't matter whether it seems attainable. It doesn't matter whether it's realistic. It doesn't matter whether it seems downright crazy. Giving yourself permission to daydream about a life that would be rich and fulfilling is the first step towards getting it. It can be a big wish or a small one. You can be a believer or a skeptic. It doesn't matter. Visualizing what you want will bring it to you. Let me tell you two stories to show you what I mean. Mary, a delightful Irish woman who took several of my workshops, had recently moved into a house in the mountains that was nearly perfect for her family. The only thing they didn't like about it was the ugly wall-to-wall carpeting. Mary was desperate to rip it out and replace it with hardwood floors. Unfortunately, she and her husband could barely afford to make house payments, let alone put in new floors. So it seemed like an impossible dream. Still, Mary believed in wish lists, so she gave it a try. When she woke up in the morning, hardwood floors were the first thing Mary saw in her mind. When she closed her eyes at night, they were the last thing she thought about. As she repainted each wall of each room, she visualized them. Even though nothing happened for months, Mary never gave up. Then one day, a heavy rain began that didn't end for a week. Mary's house was flooded. Luckily, the only thing that was ruined were the floors. Mary's face lit up as she told me that the amount of insurance money they received for the damage was just enough to pay for, you guessed it, new hardwood floors. Wish lists really do work, she said with a twinkle in her eyes. Please tell your listeners I said so. Now, Mary believed in magic and wish lists long before taking a workshop from me because of her Irish heritage. Thankfully, wish lists work for skeptics too. Barbara was a therapist who slipped a disc while running a marathon. She leaned up against the back wall of my classroom because it was too painful for her to sit down. Doctors told her she would never be able to walk normally again. After much convincing on my part, however, Barbara decided to challenge that belief. Several times a day, she visualized herself moving freely without a hint of pain. Like Mary, she persevered even though nothing changed at first. When I next saw Barbara 3 months later in another workshop, I barely even recognized her. She floated into the room, easy as you please. She was walking pain-free now. Barbara said to me, I've made more progress in the last 3 months using the tools you gave me than I have in the past 2 years. Did you know I was in a wheelchair? I hadn't. Barbara is a believer now. What about you? What about you? Victor Hugo said, there is nothing like a dream to create the future. This guided meditation CD will show you how to use breathing, relaxation, and visualization techniques to focus on the future you want. When you're in a peaceful state, you're more likely to have ideas about your ideal future come from your true self to guide you than when you're going about your busy day. So indulge yourself. The first guided meditation shows you all the tricks to help you visualize the future you want and get it. I would recommend doing it once a week for the first month. The second guided meditation is much shorter and can be easily incorporated into your busy schedule. I would recommend doing it 6 times a week for the first 30 days, and then 2 to 3 times a week after that. Even if you aren't able to do it that often, you will notice a definite improvement in your life if you do it when you can. Okay, are you ready to get started? Let's go. The life of your dreams is just one wish away. If you could wave a magic wand and have anything you want, and I mean anything, what would it be?